I got a couple of friends in the studio. I want to break for a couple of moments. So you just, I'm glad you guys put up with that, by the way. Thanks for coming in. Jolene Fallis joining me. Diane Hood. I call her Diane Lane. It's the hair. I know. People on radio going, we can't see it. But thanks for coming in. Chef Clash, an annual event that's coming up.
Yes, it is.
SIU Arena?
Correct.
All right. What's the date this year?
June 3rd. Saturday, June 3rd. Doors open at 6 p.m. to lots and lots of food and fun and raising money for a couple of great causes here in Southern Illinois.
Right, because my understanding, see, because, you know, I remember when my friends at Disabled Veteran, they were the focus. Each year it's a new person?
Yes.
A new group?
We change up each year. We've been doing two groups at a time for the past
Yeah, spread the wealth,
years.
Right?
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
Spread it around, yes. And this year, it's going to Boys and Girls Club
Carbondale.
And the Women's Center of Southern Illinois. And those are two organizations that are very dear, close and dear to my heart. I'm on the board of directors of both of those organizations. And as you know, when you're talking about all this, kind of gloom and doom there, Tom. But when you're talking
gloom and doom was last month. We're gone to apocalyptic
things
now.
I didn't want to be that bad, but... we have been experienced and will be experienced cuts in both of those organizations.
Was in the studio with me two weeks ago saying, you know, got 3 months.
Well,
and that was, you know, 3 weeks ago.
Yes, and June 30th is a pretty significant date for the Women's Center. But like I've been saying on the other interviews that I'm doing, as long as Diane Hood is living and breathing, the Women's Center will not be closing. And that's why it's important that we're here today talking about this event that we're having and what we need from everybody in the community, because our community in Southern Illinois is the best community around, I think, the United States. Because we always come together and we support these organizations, and right now they need our help more than ever.
Absolutely.
So we're here and we're asking everyone to purchase a ticket or a table. Tickets are only $75. A table of eight is $600. And in that ticket, it's including all the food you can eat, and you can try any of our or all of our 100 chefs that are going to be there. And it also includes your beer and wine or any other soft beverages that you would like.
All right, Jolene, when it comes to registering, we've got deadlines, we've got opportunity. You already have, because you, Diane, you said you got 100 chefs already. You're done. You've got your cooks.
If somebody else
you're
out
paying
there,
a minimum wage? How's that
yeah,
work?
We are paying them less than minimum wage. We are paying them absolutely
nothing.
Zero. And we want to say thank you to all these wonderful men who come out, and a lot of them come out every single year for the past 8 years. And they donate all the food and their time.
All right, Jolene, you and I have known each other for very close to 30 years. First time you and I met was over a dinner table, right?
That's right.
Literally in Murfreesboro somewhere around 1987, 88. And, you know, and you and I have, you know, kind of grown up together in some respects. We've come to the point now where men used to go, watch this, to... You like my food? This is you know, watch me jumped off this cliff with a motorcycle, to I make a pretty good, red hot potato casserole.
That sounds wonderful.
Right?
Can we sign you up? Is that what you? I believe that's what I'm hearing you say.
Me,
is that
son?
You'd like to be a chef?
I have been for a while, but you know, it's more of a possum, raccoon, deer kind of deal.
Well, you know, you might see that there. You name it, we have everything.
You just made the health department really mad.
I'm not trying that.
Everything's been inspected.
I'm not trying that.
We literally have everything from a gourmet main dish to desserts to appetizers to salads to. I mean, you name it, it has been on the menu there at least one of those years.
All right. I got a stuffed mushroom recipe I could steal from John Carney, my old news guy, who's pretty good.
I believe I've heard you twice now volunteer to be a chef.
I think so, too. Right. That keeps coming out.
We've got 10 seconds.
Okay. Thank you
details.
To all of our sponsors, too. First Mid, Illinois Bank and Trust, River Radio, SIH, SIU, Venegoni's, Mayor Network, and also to Diamond Designs, the Furniture King. And we have those are our live auction items, and we also have a trip to St. Croix.
It's